USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is marking Labor Day with a visit to the key electoral state of Pennsylvania. Biden meeting with AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka today at the union's headquarters in Harrisburg. President Trump says he's thrilled with where America is in its economic relief from the coronavirus.
The U.S. economy added 1.4 million jobs last month. We've added a record-setting 10.6 million jobs since May. That's a record that is not even close.
The pandemic is taking its toll on the mental health of many Americans. Neurologist Dr. Virginia Thornley says during the past couple of months, anxiety levels have increased. Dr. Thornley saying people are stressing about job security and the virus itself. Her advice, don't dwell on that information because it's stressful. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Labor Day was created to honor the economic achievements of American workers who have contributed to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our nation. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Despite the challenges of COVID-19, we should be grateful to those working in the grocery stores of America and for those who supply product to those supermarkets. I spoke to Leslie Saracen of the Food Industry Association, FMI.
I'm grateful for the thousands and thousands of grocery workers all throughout the country who have day in and day out paid attention to the details of the work they do. They've maintained the discipline of the sacrifice and service to their communities as they always do. They've had to overcome a lot of fear and, frankly, fatigue to show up for work every day because the rest of us in this country are depending on them.
Excessive heat warnings still in effect for parts of Arizona, California, and Nevada. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Trump administration has announced a temporary national moratorium on evictions for tens of millions of renters who have lost work. The action comes via the Centers for Disease and Control Prevention, which says evictions pose a health hazard during the pandemic. Matthew Desmond is a sociology professor at Princeton. He tells MSNBC he likes some of the moves that are coming out of the CDC.
Well, the step the CDC has taken is incredibly important. It gives renters a sigh of relief. It gives them some protections until the end of the year. But what it doesn't do is take care of the rental debt. And when we have already an eviction crisis in this country that's just been exacerbated by the pandemic, we need some serious investment in housing from Washington. We need rent relief to get going to those tenants that are behind.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is marking Labor Day with a visit to Pennsylvania. Biden meeting with AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka and also talking with supporters in Harrisburg.
He keeps saying he wants an infrastructure plan. He said he wanted one in 2016, 17, 18, 19. Now, he hadn't introduced a thing.
President Trump did present an infrastructure plan to Congress in February of 2018, although it did not go anywhere. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.